This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio 1808. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded January 13th, Asia, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Czechia, Equatorial Guinea, France, Greece, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Mexico, Monaco, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, filed under Asia Non, a periodic announcement from A. Janacek of Radio Free Asia about their new QSL design, which is coordinated with the Year of the Monkey, which begins February 8th. The QSL design is a reproduction of the stamp sheet from the United Nations Postal Administration commemorating the monkey year. Those born in a monkey year are said to be optimistic, adventurous, humorous, forthright and to the point, and intelligent. Monkeys have strong personalities and are witty, but also mischievous, clever, and curious about the world around them. You may submit your reception report if you pick up Radio Free Asia, and please be sure that's what you're hearing rather than Chi-Com jamming, although they certainly want to know about the jamming. You may send them by email to qsl@rfa.org or via web form at their site techweb.rfa.org or by postal mail to Reception Reports, Radio Free Asia, 2025 M as in Monkey Street, Northwest, Suite 300, Washington, D.C., 20036. This notice appeared, among other places, in DSWCI DX window. We've noted a Brazilian missing lately from 60 meters. It's the one on 4915 Radiodifusora de Macapá. And so has Daniel Williams in Brazil, who reports via Hardcore DX. He contacted the station via Facebook, asking them to turn the transmitter back on since it's one of the few stations they can hear in the Brazilian outback, and got a reply saying, "We're working to resolve the problem." The station is run by the government of the state of Amapá. The explanation why it's off the air, it seems some of their equipment was stolen. The tuning module and some copper from the antennas. It seems rather strange this could happen since the transmitter site was under constant surveillance, or rather make that should have been under surveillance. But they say they are looking into replacing the missing equipment and expecting a technician from Continental who will arrive there sometime. That's according to Alan Nunes. A Brazilian and a Bolivian insist on broadcasting 300 or 400 hertz apart, causing a heterodyne with each other on the 49-meter band. However, Radio Aparecida had been absent from 6135.2 for a while, but it was back on January 13th, again interfering with Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, around 6134.8, when I checked at 0120. The Bolivian, however, was quite a bit stronger. Via Mike Terry and Mike Mariclough in England, this from CBC News New Brunswick, January 10th. Amanda Dawn Christie launching documentary about demise of Radio Canada International Towers. She's a Moncton artist, says after 6 years, her documentary, Spectres of Shortwave, about the demise of RCI Towers in Sackville, is nearly complete. On information, Morning Moncton, Christie said a project like this is very hard. They weren't supposed to be tearing the towers down when I went into the project. After budget cuts in 2012, CBC announced the shortwave service would end after 67 years of broadcasting around the world. Christie calls that decision a loss for the international community. Shortwave communication is something that will always get through. The average one-hour TV documentary in Canada costs about $400,000. Right now, my film is sitting at close to 2 hours, and I'm working on a budget less than $100,000, she says. Christie is hoping her film will be accepted and shown at Toronto's International Documentary Festival, Hot Docs, in April. If you hear a signal from Asia on 5006, you might assume it's the low-power 200-watt propagation experiment station in Japan, JG2XA, which is parallel to 8006. And now Ron Howard in California says a Chinese military number station has overcome it on the same frequency. It's on upper sideband 5006, heard January 8th between 1239 and 1523, nonstop numbers via mechanical synthetic voice. This is the one designated VC01, and it's a move from 6225 kilohertz, where he had previously heard it. Further monitoring on 5006 found it was on the air January 9th from 1246, not on the air January 10th, back on January 11th at 1219 through 1432. So perhaps they take Sundays off. Ron Howard also reports that Qinghai PBS, that's Qinghai, has reactivated from China on 6145, her January 13th from 1319 UT, thanks to an alert from Amano-san in Japan. You can make it parallel to 9780 to help identify it. They were in Chinese with a music show, mostly pop Chinese songs, but one in English. Started poor but improved to fair, but covered by Taiwan and CNR1 jamming starting at 1400. About the long and medium wave situation in Czechia, Idun Ritz of mediumwave.info says there has been confusing info about long wave 270 kHz, whether it is closed down or not. It has not, heard midday January 6th. And about medium wave in Pleiades, Dario Monferrini in Italy says there have been sad messages about closing of medium wave in Czechia. But I would like to remind you that there are three commercial stations still on the air 24 hours. On 981, Radio Český Impulse, on 1062, Country Radio Prague, and on 1233, Radio Dekovka Prague. About RNGE, Radio Bata, Equatorial Guinea, 5005, which is on the air sporadically. This from Ron Howard in California. On January 8th, he had a very early sign-on at 0448 with some Spanish announcements, mostly African high-life music and singing. He says, surprised to finally hear one song in Spanish almost an hour later at 0552, very different from the repetitive African pop music and singing. It was mostly poor but well above threshold-level audio. After 5:58, they played no music, but it was too weak by then to make out details. Remaining long and medium wave stations in France as of January 10th from Christian Guibaudot on the WRTH Facebook group via Mike Terry. 162 Alouis, France Inter. 216 Rumoul, Radio Monte Carlo. 1467 Transworld Radio, also from the Rumoul site. But the frequency is shared with Radio Maria France at Col de la Madone. It's only 40 kilowatts, while TWR is a megawatt. The time sharing is as follows: TWR from 2100 to 2315 UT, and Radio Maria between 0500 and 1930. And one more, only 10 kilowatts at Saint-Gueno, Bretagne 5, 24 hours on 1593. By the way, France Inter on 162 still carries the weather forecast for seamen, Météo Marine, from 1903 to 1910, and it's only on long wave, not on FM or internet. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, Voice of Greece back again on shortwave from January 5th, with a transmitter problem on 9420 and multiple tones and hums and whines, the same thing that was previously on 9935 several months ago. He logged it at various times between 0700 and 1300 or later. And since then, many of us have also heard that annoying whine, sometimes nothing but the whine, sometimes overriding its own modulation, around 9420. Kai Ludwig in Germany said on January 7th, it seems the transmitter with a bad buzz is the only one still operational at the ERT shortwave site. They've put it on 9420 while there is no signal on supposed parallel 9935, noted before and after 2300. I was listening on the same date and found it still whining at 0610 UT. What's the point of running the very defective whining transmitter at all? Can ERT turn on a radio and hear what it sounds like? And this one is actually considerably off frequency. January 13th at 0132, I put it on 9419.93. NDX India, Alokesh Gupta forwards news from All India Radio that there is a survey being taken about medium wave and short wave services, about their reach and effectiveness. This is done by the Electrical Engineering Department of IIT in Bombay. There are nearly 150 medium wave transmitters, around 50 shortwave, and 410 FM transmitters in India. Our team would be doing radiation measurements. We also have to survey, estimating the number of people listening to medium wave and shortwave and the quality of programs. The purpose of this is that FM radios are now widespread and people may not be listening to medium wave and short wave. Majority of mobile phones and car radios have FM, but not medium or short wave, which have been in existence for the last 6 decades. But now the question is, are these still useful? I suspect they don't want to hear from listeners abroad on short wave or medium wave, but nevertheless, here's the link to the survey. It's a tinyurl.com/ all lowercase, Juliet X-ray 7, Charlie Romeo Oscar Charlie. It's a crock. Using a remote SDR in Thailand, Wolfgang Büschel reports the exact frequency of Radio Republik Indonesia, Palangkaraya, January 9th at 22:15 with South Sea Music. 3324.8945 kilohertz. Ron Howard in California reports on Malaysia's YFM WAI on 11665, Sunday, January 10th, between 1508 and 1542. Although the announcements were in vernacular, they were playing all American country and western songs and announcing the titles in English. As we have reported, the once superpower station in Ciudad Juarez on 800 XEROK seemed to vanish a few months ago, and then we discovered it was still on the air but with much reduced power. However, January 13th at 1336 UT, it was a strong signal once again, enough to cause heavy interference to my nearby station on 800 KQCV in Oklahoma City. This was Sunrise Skip, of course. It was all a local talk show mentioning local addresses and events around Ciudad Juarez. So we'll see if they are really back to 50 kilowatts and if they keep doing it. Until now, I had not been hearing them at all during the night hours. So if I heard anything else on 800, it would be Radio Transmundial in Bonaire. TVDX direct from Mexico may be almost a thing of the past thanks to the digital transition to UHF. But in the Mayor Tip Sheet, Ken Zicke in Michigan reminds us, you can still DX TV from Mexico via satellite on super high frequencies. Here's part of what he says. I installed a DISEQC box to automate the dish pointing process. And I can't say enough positive about this thing. You plug it in, hook it up, and it's easy to tune. He goes into more detail, but here's some of what he saw. From 116.8 degrees west, Eutelsat 117W, A, C-band, 3,720 megahertz vertical, 27,000 MSPS. There are 16 channels of Mexican educational TV on this transponder, but the last one, called TVU, was airing a Canadian opera in English with Spanish subtitles called Burnt Toast Opera, just a sesquihoot. There's a courtroom scene where a lawyer claims his client is not competent to stand trial because she insists on telling the truth, about an incident that happened in the toilet, which of course means there is a toilet set up in the middle of the courtroom, all done in a tongue-in-cheek opera style with everyone singing their lines. He says, "I gotta find this whole opera. You don't see this stuff on normal television." Followed by a not-so-funny show about Renaissance architecture in Europe. On another transponder from the same satellite, 3825 megahertz vertical, he was getting Puebla TV, as in the Mexican state. He says, "I can still get my old movie fix on Saturday nights." Puebla Cinema was a movie, a remake of Shakespeare's As You Like It, with Kevin Kline, among others. A rather strange movie. It kept the Shakespearean dialogue, but was set in 1800s Japan. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1808. Our website brings you a lot more info, especially the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, upon which this program is based, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Goldfarb in England, who sent a contribution in British pounds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, "In recognition of your key role in keeping the DX hobby alive." One may also contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. In the Ontario DX Association, Patrick Robich in Austria reminds us of a shortwave broadcast, quote-unquote, from Monaco. It's actually a relay via a utility station, Radio Monaco 8728 USB, which is actually Maritime Station 3AC. A brief newscast in French from 1157 to 12 UT, heard on January 4th. It seems there is increasing pirate radio activity in North America on a new band between 7,500 and 7,600 kilohertz, including in the daytime. Harold Froge in Michigan was hearing something on 7530 AM January 2nd from 1536 past 1603. Other frequencies have been reported, 7590, 7540, 7550. And it appears several stations are involved. And here's another frequency to be alert for pirates. John Davis in Southeast Kansas says, "The old-time radio format is back after about a year on 13560.5 kilohertz, heard at midday and in the morning on Monday, January 11th. There is a lot of interference since 13560 is the frequency for radio frequency ID tags and for general industrial, scientific, medical, and mechanical devices. On January 12th, he was able to hear old-time radio around 1500, 1730, and 22 UT using upper sideband mode. This is much like one is hearing on 6770, at least at night. After several months off the air, One Talk Radio Light is back from Papua New Guinea, just below 7325. Thanks to Ron Howard for this news, and he thanks Hiroki Komatsubara in Japan for the alert that they had reactivated. January 10th, it was heard with several openings when China Radio International was not using the frequency. There is a break from 1257 to 1259 UT before CRI comes back, and then they go off for almost half an hour at 1357. Bun says that Mount Oritula in Finland measured it on 7324.942, slightly lower than when it was previously on the air. Also noted by Brian Clark in New Zealand, fading in around 0800 UT January 11th and quite readable by 0830. In California, Ron heard it again January 11th, very poor and very weak, but he could make out religious music from 1357 with announcers, music starting at 1402. Here in deep North America, I can hear nothing but a just barely audible carrier. And it's beyond me why One Talk Radio Lite would choose to confront 500 kilowatts from China with its 1 kilowatt. The CRI Japanese service starts on 7325 at 1000. By very careful listening with BFO after O1UT January 13th on 5980, I was able to confirm that the Radio Chaski in Peru has again reset their automatic cutoff timer, leaving a weaker signal from BBC UAE. On this date, it happened at exactly 0103 UT. So we can expect that to slip about 6 seconds later from one night to the next for the foreseeable future. From the DX Courier website via RustDX, Vasily Gulyayev in Astrakhan, Russia, reports on January 2nd that on the last Sunday in March, the 27th, Trans World Radio Europe will cease broadcasting on shortwave to the CIS countries. They began broadcasting to the former Soviet Union in 1958. Highly recommended are two long articles recently published at bbgwatch.com. One of them is titled, Throwing Good Money After Bad, BBG's Desperate Struggle Against Reform. Will taxpayers continue to foot this bill in 2016 and beyond? It's by Dan Robinson, who retired recently from VOA and is now free to speak out as he wishes. Here's just a brief excerpt. At VOA, failures began at the level of former directors and their close associates, but extended down to officials in VOA's central newsroom, whose responsibility it was to provide news coverage worthy of the respect of not only Americans, but the world. These included the inability to compete with key outlets such as Russia Today, Al Jazeera, and CCTV China, not to mention the BBC, as the agency was embarrassed time and again. And the other article, and both of these were also sent to us by Mike Cooper, is headlined, BBG Contract Employees $400 Megadollar Class Action Complaint. This was filed on December 21st against the U.S. government over personnel and contracting practices overseen by top officials of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, alleging that contract employees were denied proper pay and benefits to VOA employees, intentionally misclassified as independent contractors by agency officials. One of the few signals left from VOA Greenville, putting a strong signal back into North America, is the French service on 15730 between 20 and 2030 UT. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Rowe has lined up the different musical styles scheduled for this as follows. On Sundays, from blues to jazz, Mondays, American Hit Parade, Tuesdays, the RM Show or Free Antenna, Wednesdays, International Music, Thursdays, Afro Music, and Fridays, Music of the Caribbean. I've translated all these titles from French, but who cares about the language as long as they're playing music? However, I monitored this on Wednesday when international music was the subject, and they were talking for most of the time, although with a musical background, which was hardly enough. I hope they're playing actually more music during some of the others we'll have to check out. Not only is it on 15730 from Greenville, but also 12075 from Botswana, 11900 from São Tomé, and 9490 from Kuwait. Here's the rest of the story on WRMI using 5015. As reported last week, it started off on the wrong frequency because of a crystal in the transmitter. But when they were properly going on 5015, January 9th at 0640, I noticed that the signal is much stronger than it had been on the other frequency. So I took another look at the current transmission schedule and see that the number 5 transmitter, which was the one with a problem, was not necessarily fixed, but instead, as I had suggested, they swapped it with number 1, which was the backup standby transmitter. So now number 5 is labeled as the standby, and number 1 is in use on 5015, even though it's at a different azimuth, further south from us, 222 degrees instead of 285, yet putting in a better signal here. James Branham in Oklahoma City has sent us details about his new show, Broad Spectrum Radio, which is on WBCQ Thursday evenings, UT Fridays at 0130 on 5109.7 compatible USB. It follows his original program, Mennonite Radio, half an hour earlier. He has it all planned out for the next quarter. The first program of the month, the BSR Radio Report, is about what he's been hearing on shortwave, some interviews, maybe some recorded audio. That'll be on February 4th and March 3rd. The second program of the month will be about GI rights. He says, I practiced as a civilian attorney in military law, mostly regarding conscientious objection, war resistance, and AWOL for 9 years. I've seen how service members can effectively help themselves by arming themselves with a power of knowledge on how to read and use military regulations to their advantage. I'll discuss common problems they face and possible methods they might use within the boundaries of law to get what they want. That'll be, local dates here, not UT, January 14th, February 11th, and March 10th. The third program of the month is Movement Music Show, inspired by Radio Havana Cuba's Music with a Message. He calls this movement music, focusing on music from the past and present, rooted in activist experience, such as peace and social justice, January 21st, February 18th, and March 17th. The fourth program of the month, the Neurodiversity Show, likely a discussion of issues folks with Asperger's, autism, spectrum disorder, ADHD, and other issues face, celebrating the positive aspects of having a different kind of mind, January 28th, February 25th, and March 24th. And something special on the only fifth program of the month, which will be on March 31st. I say it's great to see some new shortwave programming with substance, thanks to James Branham in Oklahoma City. Last week, we mentioned that the clandestine for Yemen, Radio Sana on 11860, was heard with an echo for a few seconds around 1503 UT, leading me to suspect they were making a change in transmitter site with an audio overlap but not synchronized. Now, Bill Bingham in South Africa has also been hearing this on a regular basis around 1753 UT. And finally, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has taken note of this and admitted that it may be an unknown transmitter location between 09 and 18 and 2306 UT, but he still thinks at other times it's a 50-kilowatt transmitter from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. So the times to listen for a transmission overlap are just before 1800, 2300, and 0600 UT. Well, that's because he himself also heard this echo effect at 0900 UT, January 12th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active on January 22nd, 23rd, 28th, 29th, February 2nd and 3rd, with isolated G1 minor storm levels likely, January 18th, quiet to unsettled for the rest of the period, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 January 22nd, 18 and 5 on the 28th, otherwise down to 5 and 2. Solar flux dipping to 100 on January 19th to 22nd, up to 110 by the 27th. That's World of Radio 1808. I'm Glenn Hauser.